your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. Michael Cohen, producer Andre Holgate with me. Thank you for joining us. Well, in Detroit today, the entire city is focusing on the release of two brothers from prison. That's after they spent 25 years behind bars for a crime their supporters say they did not commit. Thomas and Raymond Hires, convicted of a 1987 murder, may now get a new trial. To find out more about the story, I'm joined by Jim Schaefer, Detroit Free Press reporter, who's been closely covering it in court all day long. Jim, thanks for joining us on WILS.
Hey, thanks for having me, Michael.
So what is the very latest? Where are you heading right at the moment?
Well, it's been kind of a whirlwind since the judge decided to free these guys on bond this morning. Actually, it was this afternoon. We were at the downtown Wayne County Jail expecting to see them walk out at any moment, but now they have just been whisked away to a different Wayne County Jail facility near Hamtramck, and that's where I'm headed to as we speak.
There's probably a
they're going to get out in the next few minutes.
Probably a caravan of reporters joining you.
Yeah, yes, but I believe it or not, I think we're outnumbered by family and supporters of these guys.
Well, Jim, certainly many murders in Detroit every year. How did this 1987 murder case get reviewed and come to light as potentially being wrongful conviction?
Well, there was actually a lot of serendipity involved, but also a lot of hard work by a number of different people. In a nutshell, this new evidence surfaced from a 2009 chat on the social network Facebook. Some people were on there talking about the Hires brothers, who were sent to prison for life for the killing of Robert Carey back in 1987. To cut a long story short, that Facebook chat led to the discovery of new witnesses who had never talked to the police about the shooting scene. They said they were there that night. They have since testified to being there that night. And they all add up to a new scenario in which the killers, according to these new witnesses, were armed black men. And the race is important because the Hires brothers are white. There are new eyewitnesses who say the killers were not the Hires brothers.
For those who don't know what exactly happened, can you very quickly synopsize the actual murder that occurred?
Yeah, Robert Carey was a 65-year-old man who dealt marijuana out of his house on Detroit's east side near what was then called City Airport. He, one night, was selling from his back door and was shot and killed with a shotgun blast. The Hires brothers were convicted of that killing, but this new scenario puts the gun in some other people's hands.
I see. Now, these two brothers, they insisted that they were innocent all along?
Yes, they have maintained their innocence since the very beginning. They've had a number of private investigators working on their case. In fact, floating out some different theories before this Facebook chat helped find these new witnesses who were previously unknown.
I see. Now, there are new witnesses, but are there new suspects then identified?
No, that's the sad part of this whole tale. Is none of the new witnesses testified to knowing any of the supposed assailants other than to identify their skin color. That was about it.
Well, some might be surprised that, you know, new witnesses may come out, you know, in all kinds of cases. How is it that just by this simple fact that was enough to push this case dramatically to the point that these guys are now being released?
Well, there's a couple different things, Michael. The judge who convicted these guys back in 1988, it was a bench trial, not a jury trial. And the judge at the time, a very well-respected man named Terry Boyle, said, "I'm convicting you, but it's very, very close." And he was documented as saying that at the time. So that's number one. Number two is the number of new witnesses that have come forward. They have had four or five individuals who say they have not had any discussions about this in the 25 years since the murder. Four or five people come forward to testify. They were there that night. They were all in a car together. They were recent graduates of Grosse Pointe North High School at the time who went to Carey's house that night to buy weed. They said they never went to the police because they weren't sure what they had witnessed, other than one of them hearing a gunshot, mm-hmm. and that they were scared, didn't want their parents to find out about what they were up to, and just never came forward until this year when they testified.
I'm talking to Jim Schaefer, Detroit Free Press reporter. So were the brothers in court today then?
Yes, they were. And for the first time, they stood up before the judge and assured him that if he releases them on bond, because he did throw out their convictions last month, today was to decide whether to release them on bond while the prosecutor decides whether she is going to retry these guys on the murder, on the original murder case. So they had to stand up before the judge today and make a passionate plea to be released, and they were convincing enough to let the judge, who cited some other factors, let them out today. And we're about to see them walk out the door at some point tonight, I believe.
They weren't particularly emotional, though?
These guys have kept their composure throughout this hearing, which has been held on and off since March. Pretty much all of the time. There were a couple poignant moments where Raymond Hires, who's the younger brother, he's 11 months younger than Thomas, began to have some tears roll down his cheeks, and he reached across the table and took a comforting handshake from his attorney, and that was about it. They were very composed otherwise.
What about prosecutors? Are they indicating that they will be definitely retrying this case?
Yeah. First, they are appealing Judge Talon's decision to erase these guys' convictions. So that's the first order of business, see if the Michigan Court of Appeals will overturn this judge. The defense attorneys for the Hires brothers think that's unlikely. Today in court, the prosecutor said, well, then we'll take it to the Michigan Supreme Court. So they're willing to fight that issue all the way to the highest court in Michigan. At the same time, there's a separate track where they are intending to retry these men, and who knows if what their position will be if they lose the appeal. We'll see.
Now, you're saying the judge is completely eliminating the conviction. He's convinced that they are innocent.
Well, his burden was to decide whether the verdict probably would have been different, given the new evidence that came forward, and he said that it probably would have been different.
And really, there's no new physical evidence. The entire new trial would be different in the sense that you'd have these new witnesses saying that they saw different men who they can't identify.
Right, and I should explain, in the original trial, there really wasn't any physical evidence either. No fingerprints, nothing left behind from the killers. The trial largely, the conviction largely, was based on one person's identification of one of these Hires brothers who this witness said he saw run down the driveway. The new witnesses argued that the person running down the driveway was actually one of the new witnesses. So the evidence against them was largely based on an identification at the beginning, and studies have shown over the years that human identification of people are sometimes flawed, and that's what the defense attorneys argued successfully in this appeal.
That sounds potentially confusing, but hopefully the more sense will be made of it. The family, are they somewhat outraged that these witnesses did not come forward for so many years?
You know, at this point, they're just grateful they came forward at all. I've been digging around asking for some of that reaction, trying to see. It's a little bit of human nature to think they might be a little miffed at these guys. But I had the occasion to actually interview the Hires brothers by phone from jail a couple weeks ago, and they claim they're not bitter at all, that they always knew that the system would work for them in the end, and they point today as evidence.
I see. So now, as they leave jail today, are they essentially free men, or what kind of restrictions do they have to live under right now?
Lifting their convictions means they technically revert to, they're still charged with first-degree murder. So it's up to the prosecutor to proceed with the case or drop the charges. So that's why they're out on bond. They are charged with first-degree murder. We'll see what happens with the appeal and with the prosecutor's intent to proceed to trial.
Finally, Jim, the sentiments beyond their direct supporters, as you've covered this story, from people surrounding the case, your own kind of sense of it, is it that these men are in fact innocent of this crime?
Well, you know, that's tough. I think that they would certainly tell you that. One of their lawyers, who was a longtime prosecutor before she became a defense lawyer, stood up in court today and said, in all my years in this business, I've never really run across a case where it is so clear to me that these guys are innocent. I did a story in the Free Press, and by the way, all this coverage can be read at freep.com right now. It's up on the website. I did a story a couple weeks ago with the warden in the Michigan Department of Corrections who had these brothers in her prison for a number of years, and she testified today that she believes they're innocent. So I think it's pretty rare that you would get a prison warden, and she did say under oath today that it was the first time she'd ever testified on behalf of an inmate to come forward and put her reputation on the line and say she thinks these guys are innocent.
Thomas and Raymond Hires in Detroit, about to be released from behind bars after 25 years. James Schaefer is covering the story. Free Press, Detroit Free Press reporter. Find his articles at freep.com. Jim, as always, great to have you on the program.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime.
And we'll be right back to talk to an author of a new book, one that's been recently reviewed in the New York Times, all about the way we're raising our children. She's got 30 years of experience as a therapist dealing with kids, and she says we're doing a lot of things very, very wrong. That's next. Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.